The George Real Estate Group radio broadcast is celebrating 10 years on WHKP. The George Real Estate Group is celebrating 10 years on the radio live every Thursday morning at 10:05 on WHKP 107.7 FM and AM 1450 and streaming online at WHKP.com. Each Friday morning at 8:45, the George Real Estate Group presents the Hometown Hero Award to someone in our community who goes above and beyond to make our hometown a better place to live. Here's this week's Hometown Hero Show. It's 8:45, and it's time now for our George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero Series. Every Friday morning, we get together with Noah George of the George Real Estate Group and salute some of our hometown heroes. We've had such, over the years, such an incredible lineup of guests that we've honored here and highlighted, shined a light on some of the beautiful things that happen in our community. And today is no exception. We are honoring a 100-year tradition here in Henderson County called Berkeley Mill. Good morning, Noah.
Good morning, and happy Friday. And yes, our favorite time of the week, our Hometown Hero Series.
Absolutely. It is my favorite time of the week to get together with you and honor these people. We're going to talk about Berkeley Mills in a minute, but we're going to talk about real estate in Henderson County in Western North Carolina and upstate South Carolina. It just goes on and on and on and on, doesn't it?
Well, it's still happening, and I don't know if it's going to, you know, it is always about supply and demand, and, you know, the reason prices keep going up in spite of these interest rates is because the demand continues to outpace the inventory. I mean, there's less than 300 homes on the market in Henderson County, single family homes. And by the way, a handful of them, I think about 20-25% of them are called proposed. They're not even existing. They're like
to be built.
They're proposed new construction. So I mean, you even have less real inventory when you look at what's actually available.
I follow you.
Which is interesting. So we're averaging 120 homes a month selling. Over the last 6 months, it's really down to about 100 a month, but that's seasonally adjusted during the winter. But so we have had a decline in the number of homes selling, but still 100 homes a month is still 100 homes a month selling. And we have less than 300 homes a month selling. So we're in this environment called a seller's market with supply and demand. So you have this, that's why prices keep going up.
And another reason prices keep going up is because people want to live in this desirable area that we call home.
This North Carolina is in the top five of incoming migration. In the top five in the country.
States.
Yes. Top five states, North Carolina is. I mean, for all the reasons. I mean, great schools, the quality of life, the low taxes, low property taxes.
Right.
And again, it's all relative, right? If you're comparing, from other states, but it's quality of life, the outdoor, and specifically here in Hendersonville, all the amazing things that why we love and call Hendersonville home.
Yeah.
People are coming here from all over. It's it's no longer a secret, but people are. We talk to people every day that they're like, we just cannot get the mountains out of our mind. We're moving here. They're figuring out a way. They're selling their homes in Virginia and Florida and California and Michigan and New York. I mean, they're coming here.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've got people who in your Rolodex. You know what a Rolodex is?
Of course I do.
I'm sure you've got people standing by. If you run across a three-bedroom, two-bath, call me.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you
Well,
got
we have inventory.
Yeah,
we have that. Not only do we have people that are ready to buy that are looking, the current inventory doesn't work for them. So we have people that are like, they're literally waiting and watching for new inventory to hit the market. We also have sellers that say, hey, if you have a buyer that, again, we're matching, we're connecting people. It's not just what's necessarily, and this is where you can have a conversation with us. Just because you have a conversation with us doesn't mean you're obligated, or again, we can have these no pressure, no cost, no obligation consultations of like, hey, if I had this, I would do this. I mean, you could be considering you could be selling, but you say, look, if I found the place I want to buy first, then I'll sell my house, or I'm willing to sell my house first and then buy. I mean, however you want to slice it, we can help accommodate it. So I'm very grateful. I mean, I look at my numbers, but we've helped over 1,400 families throughout the years and since I got my real estate license in 2005. But we've actually sold almost $350 million of real estate. I was adding up the numbers. I got my broker's license in 2005. And then 5 years ago, we started the George Real Estate Group. And just grateful. We have an incredible team now. We're hiring more agents. You might think that's, why are you hiring more agents when the market's going down? But there's always opportunity to help more people, and we're here to help
and put the puzzle together. Play your match.com role here.
Well, that's right. With matching the houses together, matching and it's interesting. Anyways, the market's fascinating, and we're helping a lot of people, and we're now just a lot to be thankful for. We're in Flat Rock. People can find us online at realestatebygreg.com. We also do our podcasts every week, our radio live radio shows. We have three live radio shows each week, which we podcast. You can subscribe to that on your favorite podcast platform.
Well, Noah, join me today. Let's talk about a beautiful place in Balfour, North Carolina. That's one of the names that I had to learn to pronounce when I came to Henderson County. I wanted to call it Balfour. And I had an old country gentleman to correct me real quick. It's Balfour.
That's right.
It's Balfour.
Like Leicester and Lester.
Exactly. One of those. But we're going to go to Balfour this morning and talk about Berkeley Mills. 100 years old this month, and they're celebrating out at what is now the Kimberly Clark Corporation. But it started in its heyday as a mill village, and it was called Balfour Mills to begin with. And Captain Adger Smythe, back in 1923, he's been called a pioneer of the textile industry. The mill was all around the Balfour area, the surrounding land, and there was stores, houses, and churches who served this industrial community. Thus the song 16 Tons, I owe my soul to the company store. Well, there was a company store where you bought groceries and where you cashed your check or you just had them take your groceries out of your paycheck.
Isn't that amazing?
So I can't retire. I owe my soul to the company store, and there was some of that going on then.
Well, isn't it amazing? I mean, this Captain Adger Smythe,
back
he again, this vision of this mill. He was an American industrialist, and he actually attended the Citadel back in the day. I have a little bit of history on him. When he joined the Confederate Army in the Civil War. I mean, this guy, and then his family had the Peltzer Manufacturing Company out of Peltzer, South Carolina. And then, this guy's connected to Adger Smith, E.A. Smith. Again, it's amazing. It was American industrialist. It's amazing the history of this Berkeley Mills.
Well, it really, really is, and all of the things that surround that community now, a beautiful park there, and, of course, the baseball field that we enjoy, the Hendersonville Honeycrisp now, and, by the way, that season will be getting underway real soon, next month, and that was all constructed in the days of the Berkeley Mill, where all these people worked, and they had these industrial softball leagues.
Well, no, and I mean, it's incredible. The series was, in the early to mid 20th century, the industrial leagues often referred to the textile leagues, and they were formed by these mill owners who sponsored baseball teams as, part of the recreation and connection in the community building for their employees.
Yeah, I said softball, it's baseball teams, and some really, really great baseball players who had a passion for the game. And so, they constructed that ballpark that's 75 years old now, and it has been placed on the
National Registry of Historic Properties, and it's being used today. We can go see a baseball game there, just like folks back then did. It was at one time the leading job provider in Henderson County. Lots of folks worked the three shifts. It went 24/7, and they're now celebrating 100 years.
That's amazing. I mean, just the impact, economic impact, all the jobs that's created over the 100 years, and then, again, the continued business that it does now.
Yeah, what it is for our community now. That park is beautiful, and the baseball stadium is beautiful. We'll be there to celebrate 75 years of that ballpark coming up on May 28th. Our local Hendersonville Honeycrisp baseball team has, of course, replaced the mill team of the old days, the old Berkeley Spinners, they were called. Spinning textile, spinning cotton. And so we'll be there on the 28th when the season gets underway at the beautiful Balfour Park there. So we just wanted to stop and recognize a name and a company that has just meant so much to this Henderson County area for 100 years now.
Incredible. And now Kimberly Clark. I mean, it's Kimberly Clark Berkeley Mills.
Keeps on going. Keeps on providing jobs for our community. So happy 100th birthday. You reckon me and you will be talking about Noah George and the George Real Estate Group in 100 years?
If I can get my kids on board and then their kids on board and multiple generational businesses, my father started in real estate. You know, he was doing that, you know, developing real estate back in the 70s and 80s, and then I'm in the real estate industry, and then my Lucy says she wants to get her license, and so we'll see. I mean, she's 10 years old. We'll see. She also says she wants to own a restaurant too, so
okay,
we'll figure that out.
She's got lots of time. Well, in about 3 minutes that we got left here, we should chat about George Real Estate Group and how you guys can always come together and help folks who are looking to change their situation.
Well, I'm going to also address the elephant in the room. You've probably seen the news. There's a lot of news about the real estate industry, there was this class action lawsuit with the National Association of Realtors, and I mean, that's certainly, you know, you got to be careful with how the news spins things.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, and you know, there's, it's interesting, you know, because there was a couple things proposed, but I mean, something you got to remember is, you know, with real estate agents, no one, and specifically in North Carolina, all commissions have always been negotiable. Like if you're choosing to hire a buyer's agent, that commission is negotiable. Just like if you choose to hire an agent to help you sell your home, that commission is negotiable. You know, it's this perception, but you know, back to supply and demand. Certainly if you can bring more demand to a property, that's going to drive a price up. And so there's always going to be unrepresented buyers. There's always going to be unrepresented sellers, but you know, consumers know, and actually the statistics show with representation, you know, buyers have better opportunities and representation, mm-hmm. and someone advocating for them, and so do sellers. I mean, like, it's interesting, you know, no one has to hire a real estate agent, but it's almost like if you had a court case and you had one party that had an attorney and then the other party's representing themselves, who do you think is going to do better?
The one with the attorney, they know the ropes.
That's right. I mean, it'd be like me trying to come and sit in your seat, Randy, and say, hey, I'm going to handle the board here, and I'm going to, you know, you've been doing this for, a few decades.
A few decades. Thank you.
But I mean, it'd be like me just coming in and just trying to do that versus, again, when we hear people say, I'm going to just sell my house by myself, you know, it's like, okay, you can try, but are you really going to have the best experience? Are you really going to get the top dollar? You know, it's interesting. I mean, you're going to get, the statistics show you're going to get more money for your house when you offer a compensation for the buyer's agent. You're gonna have more. It's so funny. 90% of for sale by owners offer a compensation for someone bringing them a buyer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Anyways,
of course. Yeah. Anyways,
and so the funny thing is, and then 80% of for sale by owners end up hiring a real estate agent.
It's at just, the end of the day,
again, you got to be careful what the news is saying. People think they're going to be saving money, but really, are you leaving money on the table? And I guess the point is, we're leaning into the conversation. We're having conversations. If you're just curious how this impacts you and whether you're thinking of buying or selling, or again, we're having these conversations and not afraid to, and we welcome the dialogue.
Okay. Get us in touch with the George Real Estate Group, Noah.
Absolutely. Give us a call at 828-393-0134. Find us online at realestatebygreg.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast. And again, stop by our office in Flat Rock. We serve all of West North Carolina and upstate South Carolina.
And join us again next Friday morning for another George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero Series.
Hey guys, it's Lucy Miller George, your favorite 9-year-old. And I'm here to talk about the George Real Estate Group. Are you ready to sell your home and move on to bigger and better things? Well, let me tell you, my family knows a thing or two about selling houses. We have the experience of helping over 1,300 families. And let's be real, selling your home is a big deal. But with our expert guidance and our terrible dad jokes and Lucy jokes, we will make the process as easy and painless as possible. Want to hear a joke? Why did the real estate agent cross the road? To get to the other listing! Okay, maybe our jokes aren't the best, but our selling skills are definitely are. Give us a call today, 828-393-0134. Have a nice day.
The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Thursdays at 10:05 a.m. on WHKP 107.7 FM and 1450 a.m. or stream online at WHKP.com or download these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. The George Real Estate Group brings you the WHKP Hometown Hero Series every Friday morning at 8:45.